Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
What is up, you guys? My name is Abby Murphy. Welcome back to the That's Life podcast. If you're new here, this is a podcast dedicated to going through the transitions of life through a Christian mindset. Life is hard. Life is hard. And we have built up a little community of hashtag for lifers. Aha, we're the for lifers. Okay, honestly, people are starting to use that term now. Like, my mom was asking me a question and she was like, the for lifers want to know. And I was like, wow, this is like serious now. So just saying, am I famous? No. Are the for lifers famous? Quite possibly. It's a debatable question at the moment. Anyways, I'm so happy that you're here. Please don't scroll off. Because, well, you can't really scroll off, you like tap off, but don't do that because that's not fun. We're here together and spending time together and having fun. Anyways, a little life update. So usually I'll start off with a life update and then go into the message, talk a little bit. Today I'm going to be talking about a big thing that I've decided to do, and yeah, we're just going to talk about it. But anyways, so basically this big, I don't want to spoil it. You're going to have to listen and stay tuned and hear what I have to say. So anyways, life update. I just finished my dance audition for the upcoming musical because I'll actually be in the musicals next semester, which is exciting. I go to Belmont University, for those of you that don't know, unless you're an OG. Shout out to the OG people out there. Yeah, I'm a musical theater major, and we're doing, I guess I'm allowed to say, because, like, the season is announced. I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but it's, there, I guess I could, I don't want to chance it. I'm too scared. I'll let you know when I let you know. But anyways, we just had our dance auditions, and it was literally just like improv the whole time, which I love improv because there's like no rules and no technique, which I don't know. I just, I have an appreciation for technique, but I don't have a liking towards technique because I just want to like flail my body around and just like, okay, well, that sounds weird, but I just want to like have fun, you know, just jump around, like do what the music makes me feel like. And that's literally improv, which is awesome. So yeah, I got to do a little bit of that for like an hour, and now I'm like exhausted. And auditions, like actual auditions where you sing and you act and all that jazz, is on Monday. So I'll be prepping for that. I need to check my calendar. Hold the phone. Okay. Folks, first big announcement. This is the second to last podcast episode for a month. I'm trying to find, well, I have a plan B because I don't want to stop the podcasts. So I still want them to come and keep rolling, and I'll still be in charge of like the Instagram and stuff. But for the month of May, I will be gone in Hawaii, and it's not that I don't want, like, I don't view the podcast as, like, a burden, but literally, I just don't want to pack the mic, and I don't want to pack all the stuff. And it's also, like, I'm in Hawaii, and I get a month, and I don't want to have to stress myself out with, like, oh, I have to upload, oh, I have to do this, oh, I have to do that. Like, I'm not stressed with it now, but it's because it's, like, part of my routine. But I'll be abroad, and, you know, you only get, I only have so many days in Hawaii, so I really just want to, like, savor every moment that I can and, like, be outside on the beach rather than, like, oh, I have to go inside and film this and, you know. And I'm sure everyone understands, you know. But I'm going to try to find, well, I have two co-hosts that would could possibly do it together. Wink, wink. But the thing is, they don't know how to use... They're a little bit older than me. And you're probably... You've probably guessed who they are by now. But, yeah. I'm just trying to teach them how to, like, turn on a microphone, upload a podcast. So if you two are listening, be prepared. You will be... Oh, my watch just beeped. It's 4 o'clock. Be prepared. You will be receiving a little how-to video from you very shortly. Anyways, is that... Oh, no, it's the bell. I thought it was... Okay, every hour, I think it's every hour, Belmont has like a little bell that's like ding, 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 ding. And I'm sure if you live on a college campus, you know what I'm talking about. But I thought it was a siren of like an ambulance. And then I was like, oh, no. And then I was going to pray for them. But I always do that. I always pray for like people in ambuli. Would it be, what's the plural of ambulances? Would it just be ambulances? Or I don't know. Let's ponder on that. Oh my gosh. That's another thing. Y'all, let me just breathe really heavily into the mic real quick. I have so much drainage just like clogged up in my back little uvula ball, like chunkiness of my throat. For like 4 days, I've had that. And I'm like, what the heck? What the shoot is this? It's just, I don't know. Anyways, okay, I'll go ahead and transition off my squirrel brain and fill you guys in on some more productive things. There's only 2 more days of school for me because tomorrow my class got canceled and then I'm not going to my other class because my morning class got canceled. So it's like, why would I go to the other one? Because it's going to be like 80 degrees tomorrow and I still have one more skip. So I'm like, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to enjoy. So yeah, I only have Monday and Tuesday and then finals start the Friday and we have Wednesday and Thursday off, and then that's the end of my freshman year. And it's kind of crazy, like, thinking back, like, oh my gosh, like, this is actually happening. It's just weird. So I've been prepping for finals, and I got an email from my church. Hey, Church in the City, love you guys. There's so much going on in this podcast. This is just sometimes, it's like every week is a different vibe. Some weeks I'm like, some weeks I'm like, meh. And today I'm just like scatterbrained. And I think it's because of finals, because I've been just like studying. And I feel like guilty if I don't use my time to study. But I also need to remind myself, which is what I've been focusing on this week, is just like stillness and not doing anything is necessary and needed. So that's been my challenge, is just like getting off my schedule. That's been my challenge. I'm such a stickler for like do this and this and then this and then this. I forget like conversation, that's important, and like hanging out with people without making the plan, like being spontaneous, what my word is for this week, I mean for this year, which leads me into what we're going to talk about today, me being spontaneous and my spontaneous activity for this month. So before I get into it, I'm just going to open up in prayer and then I'll explain further from there. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day and I thank you for giving me the courage to share this and helping me hold myself accountable, which is really hard to do because, you know, you have the security of relying on someone else to hold you accountable, but it's a lot harder when you hold yourself accountable. So I thank you that I have a platform that I'm able to record it and share it with people, and I hope that this message helps someone today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So if you've been struggling with really anything, specifically like schedule or feeling like you have like something to prove, or perfectionism, or being a slave to your schedule, or burnout, or just running yourself ragged, this is definitely, or being stressed, anxiety, worry, this is definitely the podcast for you. So for those of you that don't know, my word for this year is spontaneous, and I've really held true to that. And my spontaneous activity, I do a spontaneous activity every month. And my spontaneous activity for this month was going to be to run the half marathon. I decided 7 days before, the half marathon's on Saturday, and I decided last Saturday that I am not going to do it. And I've been training for 2 months-ish now. I decided I was going to do it like mid-February, I think. Maybe March, maybe like a month and a half. It was definitely over a month, though. But yeah, and there's a lot that comes with that. So let's just unpack it. This is going to be more of like a personal story, but it's really difficult to talk about just because it's so soon and I really have enjoyed the process until it got too much. So, and it's also very hard because like people in my life are still doing it and it's hard to see something that you want to do so bad be able, like, other people be able to handle it, but like you just can't. So if you haven't listened to my podcast about my past with like eating disorders or overexercise, my college episode, you can go back and listen to that for more of like a deeper history. But yeah, so this year I got my period back in February. Sorry for all my male listeners. So I got really excited. All my hormones were balanced and my health was really good. And I had a very good relationship with eating, working out. And I still do, even through the process. But I still remember the exact day. It was March 27th. So, and now it's what? April 21st. So a week ago from today, whatever day that was, the 13th, would that be the 13th? Let me check. I want to be exact. The 14th. Oh, wait. No. Yeah, cause today's Thursday. Okay, the 16th. No. Yes. Okay, anyways, the 16th. So, I went home on Easter break, and I've been, like, I don't know. There's a long... Okay, so I'm just going to start. So I got really excited about getting my period back, being healthy, having a good mindset. Like, you know, I started recovery in November, been doing good, just uphill, 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 uphill. And then I started, like, catching myself training a lot. And I felt really good about it because I had this, like, excuse of, like, oh, I have a race. Oh, I have a race. So, like, this is acceptable. This is acceptable. And I kind of just lost sight of the fact that I had worked so hard to keep my working out in balance and in check. So I did a couple like half marathon times, which I don't like to run for a time, but I went home and I just was like, I'm just going to time myself and run a half and see just how fast I am. So I ran it pretty fast. And that was the moment where I was like, oh my gosh, wait. Because I was going to run this half, like, just for fun. And that was the moment where I was like, wait, I can, like, place really well in this. And so that's when it got crazy. And that's when it got obsessive. And, you know, you don't realize it. You don't realize it in the moment. But me being home this go-round, that was the first time I went home. Me being home this go-round for Easter, I came back and I just realized when it's hard when you're caught up in your schedule to realize when you're overdoing it. But then whenever all my classes were cut out and I was just out of my schedule, I realized like, oh my gosh, I'm right back where I started. Because it would slowly be like, oh, I'm going to run a little bit more. Okay, now I need to run every day. Okay, now on my rest days, I'm going to just run easy. Okay, now on my rest days, I'm going to run hard. Okay, now I'm going to cut back on my food. Okay, now I'm going to stop eating anything unhealthy. And it just got to the point to where I was right back where I started. And during this process, which I've been really open about me being really anxious lately, which I haven't really struggled with a lot, has been during this time when I'm having these anxious thoughts. And I'm like, it all makes sense. Like when I went home the Friday before I told my mom I wasn't doing the race was just like,
I didn't do any form of movement. I was so just in my head, down. I slept all day. Like, I felt like I had just gone all the way backwards and all my hard work had just gone out the window and I was right back where I was in October. Like, I was just sad and it's just not a good place to be in. So I woke up Saturday and I was like, it's this race. Like, I know it is. And I would go on runs and hear Jesus being like, this isn't what I want for you. Like, this isn't what you're supposed to be working for. And I would just be like, oh, I only have 3 weeks left. I only have 2 weeks left. Like, after this, it'll be fine. After this, it'll be fine. Like, I kept pushing it out and just not listening. And then that caused me to just lose my passion for reading my Bible every day. And then I would be like, oh, I can only read my Bible for this much because I have to go to the gym. Or, oh, I need more sleep because I'm really tired from this really hard workout. I'll just read my Bible later. And then I would never get around to it. And in the moment, it didn't seem like a problem. But when you step away from everything, you realize, like, oh my gosh, like, it was just so, it really sucks just to be, like, plain, just to see how easy it is to just fall back into it. It's just really hard because, like, I thought I was fine and I thought I could handle it. And I don't know if I ever will be able to do something like that, but just when it's so close and you're so excited about doing something and then it just goes overboard, it's like, I really can't do anything on my own. Like, I can't. It has to be the Lord's will. And as tough of a pill as it is to swallow, like, He doesn't want this for me right now. And I kept saying to my mom, like, I wish I wouldn't have done this. I wish I wouldn't have done this. Like, it's so much harder now to go back to where I was. And I was in such a good place. And no, it's like I'm relearning everything again. And I fell so quickly, like, from March 27th to April 16th. Like, that's not a long period of time. But it started with anxiety. And then the anxiety led to overtraining, because that's what I resort to. And then the overtraining led to a decrease in food because I would rather train than eat. And then it just, I'm right back where I started. And thank God that I've done this enough times to realize, like, the signs. But that doesn't take away from the fact that it's still hard. And it doesn't take away from the fact that, like, don't test yourself and don't tempt yourself when you know you shouldn't. Like, I had the gut feeling I shouldn't have done it, but it just seems so exciting when you're so healthy. And it's almost like you tell yourself this little lie that you believe. Like, I fully believed I could do this. And I was pretty healthy about it until about 3 weeks ago. And then I just was like, wow, I really could do good. And that's when it became an idol, which is really hard. And then the other hard thing about it is seeing my friends do it, who have been, like, the people that I've been talking about doing it with this whole time. I just don't think I realized, like, how difficult it is to watch people do something that you really want to do. I mean, like, it sounds silly saying it, but it's, I always relate it back to, like, watching, like, going to, like, your friends wanting to go out to a bar, but you struggled with alcoholism, and you watch them, or you see them post about it online, or you hear them talk about, oh, yeah, this night at the bar, I was so drunk, or blah, blah, blah. Like, it's very, I don't want to say triggering, because, like, that's normal conversation for people to have. But that's a me thing, you know, that's a you thing. Like, okay, you see people post about it online, don't look at it, unfollow them, you have to put you first. And so I was dancing on this really fine line of thinking that I was okay, but knowing, like, hey, I can go overboard with exercise, but, oh, I'll be fine. I'll just train for a half marathon. Like, that just it just sounds dumb. And it was. It was very dumb, and it really set me back really far to where I have to start over and relearn everything, relearn my hunger cues, relearn how to not be a slave to my schedule. And I'm being very open. I just went backwards really fast in 3 weeks, like really fast. And I'm going to start over and start again, and I'm going to run to the Father again and again and again and again, just like the song says. But I know this go round, like, I mean, really, recovery has been a steady uphill climb. And so this little fall is not the end. It's a continuous growth learning experience. But I just, it's sad to see how I let myself get this way. And it's nothing anyone can do. And I think I wasn't as concerned because I wasn't sad. I mean, I'm still happy, like so happy, but I know it's not good for me. I mean, I haven't had my period since that one time, and that throws off all of my hormones and all of my everything to where I can't fully be invested. I can't fully think right thoughts. Like, I constantly go back and forth. My hormones are just unregulated. I don't have hunger cues. Like, I have to relearn all this stuff that I worked hard for to get my period in February, and now I have to do it again because I set myself backwards. But I'm going to be really open and honest about it because, again, like, what's the point of not? Like, this is life. We're not perfect. We're all figuring it out. And I'm really just really talky-talky. But if I'm being honest, it's kind of like put a separation between me and my relationship with God. Like, I feel very pushed away from Him because I've been prioritizing this race and prioritizing something that I know I can go overboard on. And I had the excuse of, oh, it's for the race. Oh, it's for the race. But deep down, like, I know the Lord didn't want that for me. And I was thinking about giving up running for Lent. And instead, I did a half marathon. So right there, I know that wasn't what the Lord had in mind. Like, if I was thinking about during the season of fully focusing on the Lord 40 days before He rose from the dead, if during that time I thought, oh, I should step away from running, why would I in my right mind think it's a good idea to train for a half marathon? How can that glorify the Lord? Like, for me specifically, not for people who struggle with it. But, like, I sit here and I tell people, like, oh, do what you do to glorify the Lord. Do this, blah, 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 blah. And who knows what I've said in other podcasts about this race, but, like, this is not the race that I'm training for. It's not. And it's a really tough pill to swallow because I've worked really hard, but I've worked really hard for something that lasts a day. I'm not preparing myself to run this race. I'm preparing myself to run the race of life, run the race of running to the Father. I have to change my goal and my mindset to eternity, to living a healthy lifestyle rather than training for something short term that'll in the end result in me falling and failing and running in the opposite direction of my Creator. And the closer that I am with the Lord, the more I'm like Him. And right now I am not where I know I could be because I've got my priorities wrong. So, yeah. Takeaways from this, I know it wasn't very scripture-filled today, but sometimes you just need to share. And so I just needed to share. And it sucks. Sorry, that's like a cuss word. I don't know. Like, it just really, really stinks. But I know this is a turning point. I know it is because I've been here before. I just allowed myself to push away those tiny little God nudges. But I am thankful for the opportunity, and I don't look at this as a weak point. In fact, I look at this as something that's saying, like, haha, devil, you can't get the best of me. Like, you may think you've won, but I'm strong enough to not run this race. Like, I'm not going to look at this race as, oh, I'm not running it, which means I'm weak. Like, no, I'm not running it because I'm strong. And even though I have the temptation to still continue to run it, I'm not going to. As hard as it is, as much I want to, like, that is not why I'm doing this. If I have the thought, if I hear the Lord specifically say to me while I am running, this is not what I want for you, I'm not going to do it. As hard as it is and as much as the devil is going to work, and he works hard, but my God is greater, I'm not going to allow the devil to get into my head. And so what I encourage you guys to do is speak out loud to the devil and tell him. Tell him how it is. And pray. And I've been really, really bad about that. And I have not done prayer as I should. I just can't find, I feel like I'm in a rut of like not being able to connect, and it's because my mind is in other places and I can't fully heal unless I start with the Lord. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray and, we'll call it a day. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you with a heart that is so confused. The past 3 weeks have been so difficult to navigate, and it's because I've been trying to navigate it on my own. And I'm really coming, praying to you intentionally, probably for the first time in a while, and you know that, and I know that, and it's because I think that other things in my life are more important, and that's just not the case, but the human sinful part of me thinks that and tells myself that. I've been listening to what the devil is feeding me, and I've been listening to the outside world, and I've been allowing this evil to get in the way of my relationships with people, to get in my head, to get me down, to push you away. I don't have your spirit inside of me. I know it, and I know people can tell. I know I can tell, Lord. Fill me up. Fill me with your spirit. I need this. And I'm sure so many people listening can feel the same way, do feel the same way. Fill them up. Give them the desire to talk to you. Give me the desire to talk to you continuously. And help me to go back to that strong place that I was in. Take some time and keep moving forward for good, because recovery is hard, but this was a little minor setback that's going to help me propel even faster, Lord. And I pray for anyone that is also going through some sort of recovery or some sort of change where they're trying to navigate going backwards a few steps. But Lord, please remind this person that a step backwards can give you enough energy to take three more steps forward. Let this person know that it's not over. It's not over for them, because they are still living and you are still in them. Jesus, I thank you for this day, for this opportunity, and help tomorrow be one more step in the right direction. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, everybody. On that note, how deep a podcast it was. But I just felt like I just needed to update you guys. No race for me. Because there are bigger things that the Lord has planned. And it's a hard pill to swallow, but it's an important pill to swallow. And it's something that I'm going to look back on and be glad that the decision I made was the decision that I made. And I just want to say thank you to all the people who have filled me up, have been praying for me, have expressed concerns along the training like process. My mom has been my godsend, has been my rock during this time of navigating the uncomfortability of stopping working for a goal, literally 7 days before. But yeah, so thanks, Mom and Dad. My dad has also been really helping me and cheering me on. And it's funny because I relate with my mom more on like the body image side of things, and I relate with my dad and more of the tend to overwork and not stop side of things. So combine both of those and you have a Murphy child right here. But yeah, God has really blessed me with two great parents, so I love you guys. Next week, it's going to be a better week. It's going to. I know it is. I'll keep you guys updated. It's okay to have a hard little season in a great season. Let's normalize having hard periods in good seasons. Last semester was hard. This semester has been amazing. And this little chunk of it is not going to allow me to look on this season in any bad way. It's just going to honestly make me stronger, make me better, and probably love this season more. I'll see you guys next week. I love you. Jesus loves you. And that's life.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.